Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. I'm Allison Klein. We're coming to you live from the Intel Network Builders Summit in The Hague, and I'm delighted to be joined by Paul Stevens, Marketing Director for Avantech Networks and Comms Group. Welcome, Paul.
Hi, Allison. Thanks for inviting me here.
Why don't we just start with an introduction of Avantech and the company's role within the network landscape?
Well, Avantech actually has been around for over 30 years now. We're a Taiwanese manufacturer who started out in industrial I.O. and grew into the industrial PC business with a lot of Intel architecture-based systems. We've grown from four Taiwanese engineers that originally came from HP and started it up. Our CEO, Casey Liu, is still our CEO. And today we're 8,000 employees worldwide, and we've grown to just over $1.2 billion of turnover. We've got manufacturing and design centers in China and in Taiwan, and global service centers around the world. The particular group I work for is our networks and communications group. And over the last 16 or 17 years, we've been serving telecom equipment manufacturers and network equipment providers with branded boxes, basically.
So we're undergoing a major transition in the networking arena from fixed function boxes to virtualized networks running on Intel architecture-based systems. Tell me how Avantech sees that as an opportunity in terms of business growth.
The opportunity that we see today is really huge. 3 years ago when it started, we all had our concerns and worries that all of a sudden everything was just going to disappear and run in the data center. Mm-hmm. But I think 2 to 3 years later, we've really found our position at the edge of the network. There's a lot going on in edge cloud, and we're working closely in those areas with equipment that actually is designed to fit into those different environmental locations.
What does this mean from the business models that ecosystem providers are looking at in terms of meeting the needs of carriers and meeting the needs of maybe new players within the telecom world that are delivering specific services?
Well, I think there's a tighter interlock now between network equipment provider customers or telecom equipment manufacturer customers. Mm-hmm. They're now our partners.
Right.
They're moving up the value chain. They're obviously focusing now on their value add from a software perspective and an overall solution perspective. And what they're looking for is to take hardware partners with them to the service providers to provide an ecosystem style solution. So Avantech is a hardware manufacturer that's capable of selling a branded box, branding a box, whatever the model. But the most interesting thing, I think, is it's very open, and we're seeing how the whole ecosystem comes to play to put together a final solution.
What do you think this means for the ecosystem in working together to deliver solutions that can be easily consumed? And where are we in that transition point as we look at these new business models?
We're moving forward quite rapidly. 2016 has been more of an eye-opening year than the previous ones, where there was a lot of proof of concept work going on. Right now, some of the applications that are reaching deployment are those particularly in virtual enterprise CPE, which I think we're all hearing a lot about. And so there are some deployments in that area with various ecosystems of varying sizes. There's not really one size necessarily fits all. Some equipment manufacturers who we're working with, working on the software piece, they're looking at providing a, let's say, an end-to-end solution. Mm-hmm. And another example is a service provider who wants to control the whole of that integration chain himself. And so therefore, he's willing to actually lead that ecosystem himself. That does mean, however, that he's got the capabilities and the engineering resources to do that.
Now, this week you guys made an announcement about a remote evaluation service. Tell me about that.
Well, our remote evaluation service was something we kicked off about a year ago now with Sixwind and Red Hat, mm-hmm. and it's been going pretty strong. We opened up our labs in Taiwan with a small range of equipment just to get started, and that has actually grown quite a lot. When I talked earlier about Avantech positioning itself at the edge of the network, mm-hmm. well, that means that we're talking about scalability, densification of platforms. Mm-hmm. So for a virtual enterprise CPE in a remote office. Nobody wants a quad Xeon processor server that's 4U high making a lot of noise. You need to have the right platform to be positioned within that location in the network. At the same time, we might want to go to the other extreme, which could be a carrier grade blade server with several hundred cores that's been designed particularly for a carrier grade environment in mobile edge computing that sits out there in locations where you need carrier grade, you need NEB certification, you need that kind of availability. So what we're trying to do in our labs is to put that whole range of equipment at the hands of developers so at their fingertips they can actually develop, test, see if the performance that they're looking for is possible on those machines. Maybe something different than we've seen so far where everything goes on within the data center. So it's just lots of cores and you're scaling out more than scaling up.
Mm-hmm.
Here we're looking at, let's get the platform right for the job at hand. There's no need to over-provision in some areas. So 16, 32, 48 cores is overkill when a 8-core Atom can do the job in a virtual CPU environment.
When you look at these new use cases that are coming up in the mobile edge and you've delivered this remote evaluation service, what has the comm service provider response been so far?
So far, it's been really good. It's the possibility to speed up that first initial evaluation process.
Mm-hmm.
What we're doing now, we made an announcement with Wind River as a part of Wind River's Titanium Server NFV platform, and we'll be lining that up on several boxes that are Broadwell DE-based, which is really hitting the sweet spot of what the service providers are looking for in a virtual CPE. That's one example that we're teeing up. Really, we're going to be looking at how do the VNFs scale out across that platform. We're going to be putting more test tools in the lab so that service providers can actually decide whether the platform fits their needs.
I would assume with that Broadwell DE platform, you're hitting a very nice level of density and low power as well.
Yes, absolutely. There's still a requirement for something at the very low end. So I think that the Atom system on chip is perfect there. And again, that brings the tenets of quick assist and some of the other acceleration options that are needed for the security side of things. But that scale up, I think, to Broadwell DE, a 4-core and 8-core platform, really is hitting the sweet spots in as much as there's enough overhead there, and nobody wants to do a truck roll in a couple of years because they don't have the performance there.
That makes a lot of sense. I know that you guys are members of the Network Builders program. Tell me a little bit about why you chose to be part of Network Builders and what that brings to the company.
Before now, we were obviously, our customers were and still are some of the equipment providers, but now we're getting closer to the end customer. We're working in partnership with our previous customers. And I think the range of solutions that we're seeing at the edge is really helping us out, helping the ecosystem out to build the solutions that are really needed. We're building that matrix of working solutions that we can say to service providers, here, this is a tested solution. You can hook into our labs, come and test it out.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the ICSIAs there that are necessary for traffic generation, and we've got all of the other tools that they would need in their own labs.
Right. Paul, if folks want to talk to you about a trial or engage with you, where would you send them in terms of finding out more information about your product portfolio or engaging with you directly?
I'd send them to our website or directly to our evaluation service website, which is quite easy to remember. It's go-res.com.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being on the program today. It was a real pleasure.
Thanks, Allison.